time to talk with Captain Bobby Abruscato for the Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoors. They're just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Captain Bobby, how's it going out there?
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking about my tip for today, and actually it was real easy to come up with, because in order for me to talk to you this morning, I had to get out of the wind, because that's all you'd have heard was wind this morning, old buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking about, you know, when you guys were just talking. When it gets like this, you get a day like this, we're fishing 20-plus knot winds, man. You got to make some adjustments, you know, as to where you're going to fish. You can't just go where you really would like to. Sometimes the weather and Mother Nature will just kind of tell you where you have to go, and you make some adjustments, and you have to do that, you know, just so you can present the bait properly, get in the decent, decent water clarity. And the other thing you have to do is kind of make a mental adjustment. You know, we've had those triple-digit fishing days, and you just kind of have to say, well, this may not be one of those days. You get out here with the, you know, try and come into one of these, you know, this deal here where you're thinking, man, if I get out of this thing with 20 fish today, it's going to be a good day because it's tough. But the good news is I think the weather's supposed to get a little bit better over the weekend, you know, so we got that to look forward to.
Yeah, and if the weather does get better, you know, what are you looking for this weekend if you're out on the water?
Well, you know, probably the best bet, I think, still the trout fishing. We got behind this moon, and it's just not been real consistent. You know, you'll catch a couple fish and go for a while. You know, they've just not really been biting really good. That could start to change over the weekend because we'll get farther away from the moon. But the best thing going on right now is the red fishing down at the lower end of the bay and the marsh, down around the southern end of Mobile Bay and down through the Mississippi Sound, even over into Mississippi and all of the marsh area down there. And that's a popping cork deal. You're going to have to, if you can get live shrimp, and I think some's available, you don't have to have it, but if you can get it, that helps. If not, you know, a little shrimp, a gulp shrimp is my favorite under a popping cork. Set it about a foot and a half, foot and a half deep. You want to set it kind of shallow because all of those little places I'm talking about are just shallow, shell lined and grass lined creeks. And just work down the bank, and the fish are schooled up. So if you hit one, figure out some way to stop your boat, and usually you can run up some pretty good numbers on those. And they don't care what the weather's like. I'm not sure sometimes if those redfish don't smile upon you when you're dumb enough to get out and fish on days like this. You know?
If people want to book a trip with you, I know you've got the website. Where do people go if they want to get out on the water with the captain?
That's the easiest way, Dalton, is just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can contact us through the site either on the internet, or it's even got our phone number on there. You can hit us both ways, either way.
All right. We appreciate it, Captain Bobby, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, gang. I'll stay dry.
All right, you too. That's the Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoors. If you got that Christmas money burning a hole in your pocket, you'll find them just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue.